Hello, everyone. It's I, Black Metal Steve, with Metal Couchcast and Metalheads Forever. Destroy something. We have an awesome treat for you guys, especially those who love Vikings and Norse mythology. We had the chance to interview Harry Olsen of Teal, who is releasing a new album called Hell, being released on March 8th, 2019. So hope you enjoy the interview. Make sure you like, share, or so videos and our page to make sure you can get the best information on the news about heavy metal and everything in between that's all things heavy. So enjoy. Steve Smith from Metalheads Forever, how are you doing today?
Hello, this is Harry. I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
Fantastic. I want to say once again, thank you so much for giving this opportunity to interview you guys. You guys a great inspiration to most of the metal community, and we love you for that.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Awesome. So tell us, what's going on with the band lately? There's a new album coming out in March, am I correct?
Yeah. On March 8th, it'll be released. The album's called Hell. It'll be out from Metal Blade Records, and we're very, very excited about that, needless to say. We've made three videos for it. That'll be released in advance, and it's been 5.5 years since the last album, so it's about time.
Oh yeah, believe me, the last album here was well accepted by the metal community, and even non-metalheads even enjoy it. What do you think is the gravitatory pull that you as a band have towards the fans? Like, what keeps the fans coming for more?
I hope it's the and the integrity and depth that we put in it. Part of it is based on our culture, and I suppose that gives people the feeling that there's real, there's substance behind it, and people who like the Nordic thing find that very appealing, I guess. The fact that we put on good shows and consistently make good albums, I hope at least, is what makes it work in the long run.
Well, definitely, believe me, the integrity that you guys have as a band is amazing. People love the fact that not only do you make great music, but the pride that you guys take into your music is what really draws, I think, the fans to you guys' music, as you mentioned before. And believe me, like, speaking as a fan myself, like, the first couple albums I heard from you guys, I was just amazed by, like, how much raw energy and emotion you guys have in the music. And since you, like, you know, from being from Faroe Islands, you guys have, like, a unique sound that no one else can possibly imagine to have, and that your roots of where you came from really shine in your music. Would you say, like, is, like, one of the driving forces that keeps Teal as a band alive?
We have a deep love for metal in the first place, and then the folk and Faroese culture side and Nordic culture side comes from me and not the other persons in the band. So, but they all have a deep love for heavy metal and a passion for it, and I guess it comes from there also. The fact that we come from the Faroes, you know, is inescapable, and it will be one of the first things people notice about us. So that automatically makes us, sort of represent the Faroese culture in that way. And it was not what we set out to do, but when we do it, I take great, great pride in it. And as I said, that's mostly on me personally. The other guys in the band aren't really interested in that angle.
That's understandable, but it's also, as you guys are making the new album, what made you guys, like, decide to make a new album? Like, what was the spark said, hey, you know what, guys, let's make a new album, it's been too long.
we started making this album immediately after the last one was done. So at least one of the songs for this album is a leftover from the last album that didn't make it. So it's been in the making ever since we released the last one. And it's not a decision that we make at any point. We just know this band is going to continue, and we're going to make another album. We don't have to make a conscious decision about that. So we've just been working, you know, consistently since the last album on recording and writing the music for this one, and it just took a long time for different reasons, and here it is.
And all the fans already are stoked already that you guys are making the, releasing the album in March. In fact, the music itself is so unique. It makes the fans wonder, like, how do you guys keep that such a unique sound going? What would you say is like the biggest reason why you guys stay as a band? Like what keeps you guys going?
Well, the unique sound probably comes from the arrangement that I do on the songs. You know, I have a very classic and folky approach to it, and I like things to be arranged in a very classically orderly manner. And I don't think a lot of metal bands do that, so that sort of makes us stand out already. Then there's the Nordic folk music influence, you know, makes it sound, gives it a specific sound, and not a lot of bands have that either. And that's what gives us our sound, I believe. And that's what you know, I've been aiming for every album, and I don't think that that specific element is going to change in the future either.
And with each album you guys make, there's always a lot of like great, like, you know, like Norse mythology influences and just playing all heavy metal awesome like anthems on your albums. What kind of stories can we expect? What stories are you going to be telling us on the new album? Like anything specific you guys are shooting for on this album?
Well, we picked the theme Hel from the Norse mythology. It's the realm of the underworld where those who die not in battle and not a hero of death go. And it's also the name of the goddess who guards the realm of Hel. She's the daughter of Loki. And it's a very, not like the Hel from the Bible, it's a very dark and gloomy and boring, dreary place. So this is a very dark album, much more than the last one. It's about hopelessness and giving up and this sort of the end of the world and destruction and that way. Much darker, much heavier, much harder. And the stories are sort of set in that universe.
Okay. What made you guys kind of decide to do like a darker, heavier sound? Like when you guys thought, like, you know, like the last couple of albums was pretty, like, you know, pretty high functioning as a like a more like a folky power metal type of deal. What made you guys say, let's make a darker album?
Well, the theme on the last album was very uplifting and very positive in a way. You know, going up to Valhalla or to Fálkvangr or to Freyja or to Odin, you know, achieving your goals. And this one is going directly the other way. And we, not precisely what made us decide that, I'm not sure. We sort of sat down, all three of us, Gunnar, Terje, and I, very early in the process and decided what we wanted to write about. And this subject came up and we decided on it without really, you know, go into details about why. It was just something we liked, something that attracted us at that moment, and we've stuck with that idea ever since. And that's the name we put on the album.
That's amazing. That is going to be such a nice change of pace for all the fans to see, like, such a much darker, heavier album. I bet the fans are not going to be expecting, they wasn't expecting that, and that's going to make the album even more of a killer of an album as possible.
That's awesome. I really hope so, man. I hope so.
Oh, don't believe me. I'm going to be one of the first people to pre-order it as soon as I can.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that very much.
And you know, this is a fun thing about, like, with a lot of metal bands, like, these days, like bands like Amon Amarth and other bands, it seems like the metal fans are getting more and more interest in Norse mythology. You think it's a metalhead thing, or is it just, in general, just a certain niche in the metal community that people are getting more interested in Norse mythology?
Well, you know, first, it was sort of a small thing in heavy metal in general. Like the first time I saw it in heavy metal was with Black Sabbath's album Tear, and then there were some you know, dedicated Viking metal bands like what are they? There's Bathory and some other band from the UK. So the sort of general you know metal, heavy metal, but now sort of become its own thing. And I think I would like it at least you know to morph back into the general metal scene. You know, I don't like this metal being divided into subgenres and I think this came from metal in general and metal people's interest in Norse mythology, and I think it should stay there. And I don't like this division of power metal, speed metal, Viking metal, pagan metal, all this. I'd like us all to stay one big cuddly family, and it would be better for everybody, you know, the bands, the fans, and the business. I don't know. I think also it comes from, I think, metalheads are not necessarily anti-Christian, but they're anti-authoritarian and have an interest in history, you know, pre-Christian history also. And the ones that are decidedly anti-Christian, you know, tend to go for the pre-Christian mythology of Europe, and that is paganism. So I think that's where it comes from. I'm not really sure about that. I didn't think very deeply about it, but that's my bit at least.
I do, and I think many of the fans do agree that, like, you're right, the separation between, like, the genres has gone out of hand, and it does seem like you say, like, metal should just be metal.
yes, please, if we can.
It seems like only the fans care about the subgenres more than the actual, like, bands themselves. The bands, like, oh, we love metal, and the fans are just, well, they're this genre.
Yeah. We didn't choose, for example, the name Viking Metal. You know, the label and the journalists came with it, and the fans are sort of forced to care. You know, it becomes trendy to listen to this and that, but the bands really have no influence. Call it heavy metal and nothing else.
That's awesome, man. With the new album, like, do you guys have, like, any, like, good, like, how long do you think it took you guys to get all the songs, like, handed down, like hammered out? No pun intended.
one of the songs was definitely from before the last album, so it was made in 2012 or 11. And I haven't worked on it consistently since. It's just an idea that has been laying somewhere on my computer for a long time, and other songs are made, you know, in a matter of months. It's not like we work 9 to 5 on it. You know, we work on it when we have time, and it should be more regular, but it isn't. Other things get in the way, so it could be anywhere, you know, from 5 years or more to a few months, or even down to weeks, if we have the time to work consistently. But if we work full time, I guess we could do it in a week or two. There's a lot of details. You know, it's not like everything comes from natural talent. You know, there's a lot of details and consideration that go into it.
That is awesome. And I got, like, one more question for you, because I'm pretty sure you must be busy with the new album coming out, and everyone's, like, wanting to get the greatest scoop on this awesomeness that's going to be released in March.
Thanks.
So, like, what would you say, like the best way you can describe to your fan? Because some listeners might not have heard of you guys before. So what would be the best way to describe the band and the new album as a whole to, like, entice them to listen to the album?
So this is heavy metal from the Faroe Islands, based partly on Faroese and Nordic mythology and traditional music, but comes, you know, from the hearts in general, and I hope that makes some people curious about it.
No, I think it definitely will make people definitely curious about it, hands down. No doubt about it that Teal to me is one of the best heavy metal bands that came in the last couple of decades.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I really appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, believe me. And the first couple albums you came out was amazing, and the fans, I'm sure, are going to love the new album, hell. I know I am, because it sounds like it's going to be a roller coaster ride for some people.
Thanks.
No problem. And one more thing, we have a slogan called "Destroy Something." Would you mind saying it for us?
Destroy something.
Thank you, my friend. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I cannot wait to buy the album and blast it. And I cannot be even more excited until I see you live in concert as well.
Thank you. I hope to see you soon, man.
You too. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Cheers.